A tense calm prevailed for most of the day today in the Togolese capital Lomé after riot police yesterday used tear gas to attack the headquarters of the main opposition party as its leaders huddled inside following a disputed presidential election. Security forces blocked leading opposition candidate Jean-Pierre Fabre from leading a planned demonstration on the fourth day of tensions since the son of the country's former dictator was declared winner of presidential elections. Dr. Kate Skinner of the Center for West African Studies at the University of Birmingham in England discussed the political dynamics of the situation with John Kelly.
Essentially, people are waiting to see whether this is going to provoke a protest on the scale that we saw in 2005 or whether this situation is essentially going to lead to legal wranglings or to political negotiations or regional mediation rather than serious violence on the streets.
Why exactly are people rejecting the results of the vote?
Well, there are a variety of reasons. Some of these include the fact that ballot papers don't have individual numbers, that it's rather the stubs that are numbered. Other objections that have been discussed relate to the checking of voters' hands for indelible ink. There's also the issue of when the papers are collected, at what point are different polling stations' papers grouped together for verification. So, in other words, is there scope for independent verification of boxes from each polling station? So there are a range of possible objections at present, and there does not yet seem to be a unity of view between the different groups of election observers, and this has also been the case in previous Togolese elections.